So CPS, particularly when they got themselves a new CEO, Pedro Martinez, said, we're going to be as transparent as humanly possible. Give us a little time to work out the bugs, but we will go ahead and make sure you know what the COVID situation is at CPS. You know the CTU wants to know that, and you know that we all do. That was in September of last year, and now they seem to have quietly changed the way they report it, maybe to make their numbers look a little bit better. Rex Hupke's piece in the Tribune today is flat out hilarious. He says, hey there, I'm the Chicago Public Schools COVID-19 dashboard, your go-to site for the most up-to-date data on the coronavirus cases among staff and students. Say, have you seen this new video with kittens in it? Why don't you go watch this instead? And then he writes later on, you're still here, huh? Okay, it was reported that earlier this month, the school district changed the kind of COVID-19 data I show, switching from numbers that reflect all reported cases by students and staff to just the number of closed cases at each school. Before I continue, here's a coupon for 10% off your next order at Portillo's. How about you go get yourself a nice lunch? And then he writes, it's possible we made a small change to the way we report the numbers to make us look better. Unfortunately, there's a CPS parent named Jacob Andre, who, by the way, is not eligible for that 10% off Portillo's coupon, who runs his own so-called website and keeps track of COVID-19 cases. And there he is. Jacob, you're on WGN. How are you?
Doing good, John. How are you? All right, for the record, I'm happy to pay full price at Portillo's if it means CTS puts out good data.
So are you an engineer? What's your background?
My background is actually in infectious diseases. I got a master's degree at Loyola in microbiology and immunology, and for 5 years worked at the Special Infectious Disease Lab at Lilly Children's Hospital working on HIV, flu, and then towards the later times, COVID-19. And recently, in the past year, I've transitioned to a new career in cloud infrastructure operations.
You have kids at CPS?
I do. I have two kids in the second and third grade.
When you noticed this, what did you notice?
So what I noticed was that my dashboard that I made, just as a side project, was pulling in and noticing pretty big numbers from certain schools that parents would tell me, why hasn't that shown up on the official CPS dashboard? And so last weekend, I started looking into that discrepancy, and that's what my Twitter thread that started all this is documented there.
But
that,
here's my question: How were you gathering data that CPS wasn't sharing? It would seem to me like you would get the data from the schools. How is it that you were able to get comprehensive data from the schools by yourself?
Yeah, so that's a great question. CPS has a number of public, they're called APIs that you can call that query CPS's databases for COVID cases. And I was using one that would contain weekly data instead of daily data. And I was sort of extrapolating daily numbers from that. And they forgot to change that one.
Did you suspect that something was awry, or was it just your own personal project and you were just keeping track? Were you investigating something?
I've been doing this in February of last year. And I initially was investigating this because once I noticed that those numbers weren't lining up, I initially thought that I had done something wrong, and I wanted my numbers to be accurate. So I went to look in to figure out why I was getting different numbers for on the school level.
I see.
Than CPS was.
And
so I was trying to make sure that my stuff was right.
What do you make of their explanation that A, they want to protect privacy? If there is an outbreak and everybody suspects it's that kid or that teacher, then that's a compromise. And also they're trying to, in their own way, be as specific as they can to the schools. What do you make of those two thoughts from CPS?
Well, I'll address that second one first. The specific, you know, saying that they want to just disclose closed cases, you know, I guess that's what you could do, but that's not terribly useful to parents. That sort of, you know, means that instead of having current data, you have data from a week ago. Mm-hmm. You have CPS, you know, parents posting letters of their child or teachers posting letters of their own cases that were initiated, you know, 3-4 weeks ago that are now being closed. That's not relevant, you know, information at all to share with parents. So if they did make that change, they basically made their dashboards irrelevant and useless. Number two, with the privacy stuff, I mean, every time there's a case in my student's class, I get an email saying somebody in your class had COVID, right? I can ask my child, hey, you know, who is absent today, right?
Yeah.
And I can know that. That's what they do now. I don't buy at all that sort of aggregated school level data is somehow going to out people. We're way past the point of, you know, any kind of shaming for people.
I think that's a fair point.
Who get COVID.
Here's my last question for you. What do you think should happen next?
Well, I think they should be putting out the data that they, I believe you had mentioned, they publicly made a big deal about saying that they were going to be sharing all these cases. And then I wouldn't even say they quietly changed it. They, up until at least the 19th of January, still had on their dashboards, like in the legend that was saying what was shown on these graphs, that they were including cases where an investigation had not yet started or is in progress, right? That's different than quietly changing. That's just not telling the truth about data. You know, if you did that to shareholders about the debt that your company had, you know, that would be fraud. So, you know, I don't know what needs to happen. They need to provide accurate data. And I think that the Alder men and all the women of Chicago are right to actually have an investigation and see who decided to make these changes and why they thought that parents were not entitled to current and accurate information about their children's schools.
The suspicion is they were just changing the reporting to make themselves look better, but it didn't get past Jacob Andre's eyes. It's nice to talk to you, Jacob. I appreciate what you've done. Thanks for giving us some of your time today.
Thank you, John. It was a pleasure to be here.